Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Jimmy Buffett for you. And guess who picked this song? You got to know if you know him. This is his song, Growing Older But Not Up with Jimmy Buffett. And we've got Ray Palmer here with Pensacola Sports Association. What were you telling me about your wife, Ray?
Wife, she reminds me regularly that I probably need to grow up a little bit. But you know what? After 45 years here in a couple of weeks, that ain't going to happen.
Well, hey, you're running the Sports Association. Sports keeps you young.
That's exactly right.
I mean, really, and around all those young people?
Why
would you want to grow up?
And my brittle bones as I sit here with my leg wrapped from a stupid move fall last week.
No.
And
you know. I got to give you props. You sure pulled off a fabulous Sun Belt Conference week. I saw the charter buses in town. I saw the clips on WEAR, and it looked like you had a great turnout. And Troy won the whole thing, which was awesome.
Absolutely. Troy in the finals in the women's side, who just ran up against a phenomenal, focused James Madison team who felt they had won it. They should have won it last year, and they didn't win it last year, but they were on a mission.
Clearly.
The entire James
Troy,
Madison.
They were number one coming into it, correct?
Right.
So that was a little disappointing, but still they made it to the finals. I mean, that's a lot to be said for them.
Yep. Troy's girls are every year. They're competitive. Of course, they're coached by Shanda Rigby, who used to be at Pensacola State College and loves this community and does a great job and puts competitive teams on the court every year. But James Madison was they just were a better team last night. And then the Troy men playing Georgia Southern, who, if they had won, would have set an NCAA record for the most wins ever in a NCAA conference tournament. So we had a great storyline. We had a couple of great storylines. But the Troy men were ready to go and played really well. And to have won six games in a row to ask Georgia Southern at the physicality that these kids play at is virtually impossible. And it turned out last night that it didn't work out either for them. But it was a great night. The community showed out, showed up, and we appreciate the people coming to the games. And I'll repeat, if you've been talking to some of your staff, who many of them were there, if you've never been, you really need to come experience it. Come experience it one time, and you will come back.
Right.
I don't know anybody that's come and said, "Yeah, that's just not for me. I'm not coming back." Everybody wants to come back because the bands and the cheer squads and the Sun Belt Conference, their ability to put on. You said Ray put on. I didn't put on anything. It was a whole heck of a lot of other people that make this happen. We're just part of a big team of people that have been able to attract and work with Sun Belt Conference and visit Pensacola and the Bay Center and Escambia County and the Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners and the City of Pensacola. It takes every one of us to put this event on. And once you go in the arena, you feel like you're part of a big time thing, and it's so much fun.
It's awesome.
So I hate to see it go away, although I'm ready for a break after 8 days.
I was happy to see him here. I thought maybe he's going to sleep in today. It's been a long week.
I did sleep in.
Last night.
I slept till 8 o'clock this morning. And
because the championship was last night.
I got home at midnight. But it's my favorite week of the year.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, you may say that a lot of people are involved in it, but I thought it was pretty stinking cool that they recognized you specifically. Didn't they give you a great big plaque? And
they did with a jersey with 24 on it, because I've been at Pensacola Sports for 24 years and I'm retiring from the full-time world of that. And they surprised me. They tricked me all day long. And I look, not growing up again, had no idea what they were doing. And anyway, a lot of people were involved in that.
I love
foolishness.
That, I love it. I think it's fabulous, and you certainly deserve the recognition. But it's even more fun when you don't know it's coming.
Yeah, I'm a love person who loves surprises.
When it's somebody else.
Yes, I love giving surprises.
I'm the same way. I'm the same. Don't surprise me, but I love doing it to somebody else.
Unbelievable.
That's great. Well, it's certainly was successful, and it's something that what's exciting too is that you have also, and all the people involved have made arrangements. They're going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years, correct?
Right. This was our first year of our second 5-year contract.
Which
so yeah,
phenomenal.
We got 4 more years.
Just phenomenal. And I don't even. Besides all the goodwill, the economy and how it affects us here is pretty high.
It's very high. But some of the other neat things that the Sun Belt Conference focuses on was last. I don't know, they all run together. Thursday was Education Day, Meg. And we had 700 high schoolers from Escambia County that were brought into the building.
Oh, wow.
And all 14 institutions set up their representatives from their admission office. And these are high schoolers that have to make a certain GPA. Mm-hmm. They have to be... attendance issues. They have to be focused on going to colleges, because I don't think you just walk into James Madison and say, I want to go to school there.
Right.
These are some very high quality institutions, and each college has representatives there to talk to them about what are these kids focused. You know, what do you want to be, an engineer? What do you want to be? I want to be an architect. Oh, well, we have a program for that. Oh, no, we don't, but Georgia Southern does.
Uh-huh.
Georgia State does. Troy does.
How great is that?
Yeah, Troy and their music program, among many. But, you know, and so these kids have to make, certain grade point average and perform a certain way. And we brought 700 of them in. Gave them exposure to the colleges, uh-huh, and the institutions, fed them lunch, then gave them a ticket for the basketball game, the women's foot game. And it's just it's what Sun Belt Conference does so well in giving back to our community.
That's fantastic. And that experience for those kids, how awesome is that? I wish I could have had an experience like that when I was making those decisions, because it is overwhelming, and it's hard to find all the information and to be able to just go from booth to booth and talk to, oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. And then last night we had dueling pianos from Seville Quarter as our halftime shows for our two championship games. Yeah, you know, singing We Are the Champions when one wasn't. But, you know, just really creative, unique ideas. We had a baby crawl race on Sunday between the women's games where we put little babies in Sun Belt Conference onesies.
Oh,
and we made them crawl the league. You know,
so
of course
cute.
It was, and of course some of the babies just sat and cried and looked at the lines and
it's so
entertaining.
It's awesome. Well, you do a super job with it, and you were talking about that. I know they do a similar thing at the Ice Flyers, right?
With dogs.
I think it's this weekend, the wiener dogs is coming up. But I wanted to say that we did get a question that just came in, and it says, hey, Ray, this is Michael Taylor, and he also called John's, quote, in parentheses, Dutch's younger brother. He says, how about college ice hockey tournaments? Any possibility for our area for that?
In reality, probably not a logical. You might be able to put one sheet in our sports tourism world. The Sun Belt's a little bit different because they only play on one sheet at a time, one court at a time.
Uh-huh.
But college tournaments probably play and need more ice because they need to be able to practice where we have multiple basketball practice site.
Right.
You have to have the capacity to practice too. Mm-hmm. And we only have one sheet of ice currently in Pensacola. You know, basketball tournaments, you need multiple courts.
That
volleyball, you need. And that's where the money is, mm-hmm. is generally in multi-court. And again, we can practice at UWF, Pensacola State, Pensacola Christian College, mm-hmm. You know, Gulf Breeze Rec Centers, some of the Pensacola Rec Centers. So we have the capacity to do basketball.
That makes sense.
And those types of sports. Mm-hmm. But with only one sheet of ice, and even with two sheets of ice, you're pretty limited with hockey.
Well, great question and very interesting answer. I had never thought about that, the backup things that are going on. Talking with Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports Association. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. So I'm looking at the list here. So the Pensacola's oldest running event, the Bayou Hills Run, is coming March 28th.
Bayou Hills Run, right.
Yeah.
It was originally started by, I believe, Creative Learning Academy or Creative Learning Center, I think it was back in the day.
Huh, okay.
And they started it as a fundraiser for their school, and it was managed by their parents, mm-hmm. and volunteer organization. And I believe in its original form, it started at the college, I mean, at the school, and then ran to Bayview Park. And over the years, it morphed into running, starting at Bayview and ending at Bayview. Mm-hmm. It's been then went through a couple of management companies. It's a lot to organize.
I imagine so.
An event like that. And so they asked for some assistance in managing the event. And we do that with other organizations and mm-hmm. not-for-profit because we are in the event management business. And so we have skilled people that know how to set up a water stop, how to measure a run,
with
how
the
to
make double bridge sure. run, and all
That's
the other
right.
things you do.
And so we in the high school all-star series
right.
and other events, banquets that we do. So we're first foremost an event management company.
So the high school all-stars is this week, isn't it?
Yes. So a little more, as if I need a little more basketball.
You're not busy.
No, but it is.
Talk a bit about that.
You talk about that being Dutch. Dutch is who I played high school basketball with.
Oh, no
his
kidding.
Brother did. Yeah,
oh,
John did.
Wow.
And,
I love it.
And that basketball is my number one love in that world. But our high school All-Star Series is a really cool story. It mm-hmm. was started at football in the year of Ivan. And has grown to become 8 games in 5 different sports.
Wow.
We do women's volleyball, and then we do football, and then we just did men's and women's soccer. Mm-hmm. We'll now do men's and women's basketball. And then we do baseball and softball. But it's 3 counties, Scambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties,
uh-huh.
seniors only. And what's interesting and unique about our event is it is not the truest of form of all-star games because we make sure that every school that has a senior gets a spot in our game.
Oh,
so
that's
we
great.
Guarantee, you know, so pick a small school, Baker, Jay, mm-hmm. Northview, they get to be guaranteed a spot.
That's
now,
great.
Sometimes those small schools don't even have a senior, so they don't get a spot, but we mm-hmm. guarantee them, if you've got a senior and the coach feels like you deserve it, you're going to get a spot in that game. And
That's
so
great.
These kids from especially these rural schools get to come play against Well, Washington High School's girls team just came from the state tournament mm-hmm. Final Four, and the girl from Jay is now going to get to play on the court with those girls or against them in this particular case, mm-hmm. but to play against those girls that took the Washington girls team to the state championship. And it's most of them's numbers prove mm-hmm. that it's most of them's last experience in a high school uniform.
Right.
They're playing often with somebody that they have played against for years.
Wow. Yeah, that's neat.
It's such an awesome experience. It's a it's a series that we started, like I said, at football, and then progressively added. We do a banquet on Wednesday night, or the night before the game, whatever that
and that's
day is.
Tomorrow night
is what I have no idea what today is.
Tuesday.
Yes.
So, okay, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wednesday
so it's all
night.
Happening this week.
Yeah,
now, are the games open to the public?
The games are – the banquet's not open. It's for the parents and the players.
Okay.
But the game is open. It'll be at Pensacola State College, and I'm going to guess that the girls begin at 5 o'clock and the guys will follow immediately.
Which day is that?
That's Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Yep. And we'll
great.
Have a guest speaker on Wednesday night this week. This year. It's Coach Pete Penna from Pensacola State College.
Nice.
And then David Williams, who we just put in Pensacola Sports Hall of Fame, is going to be a guest coach on Thursday night.
How cool.
And he's done so much for our community. But the high school seniors, and we just basically in basketball throw the ball out there and just say,
I've had it.
When in doubt, shoot.
I love it. That's such a. There's so many things that the Pensacola Sports Association does for the community year round. Things like this, adding that extra special touch, the education opportunity for the folks this week for the Sun Belt Conference. So many great things. So really, it's just remarkable what you've done in the 24 years that you've been there, because it has continues to grow. And I'm very sincere when I say that it's leadership makes the difference. And I know that your team is always everybody's all in. And it's not a big staff, and you get a lot of volunteers and help from your board and other people, but it's a wonderful organization.
Thank you.
It really, really is.
Thank you.
So one of the things we were talking about earlier, but let's maybe circle back to the Bayou Hills Run.
Right.
Because that's coming up on the 28th. And apparently I have a note here that says it's the official, quote, official City of Pensacola 5K and 10K championship.
That's right. The city a few years ago said we'd like to be a part of this. Let's make something official for the city. So, you know, they help us out a little bit and a lot. And, you know, just having an official city champion is fun and cool.
Right.
And it runs around East Hill now, starts and finishes at beautiful Bayview Park. And people are like, hills? There's no hills.
Until you start running them, hills.
I suggest you go drive your car or ride your bike around East Hill one time.
I rode my bike when it was I want to say pleasantly, but was kind of unpleasantly surprised, to be honest.
There are real hills in East Hill.
Yeah, no joke.
And it is a gorgeous course, and it's the 10K championship. And then we have partnered this year with the Escambia County Education Association. It's a new partnership to help them get exposure to the great programming that they do, and we're excited to have them a partnership. And through your registration, you can also help them out by designating them as, you know, you kind of who you wish some funds to go to. So we're supporting them. That's a new, brand new partnership that we're really excited about.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay, so the race itself, is we're far enough out now. If I wanted to just volunteer and help out, can I do that?
Absolutely.
So how would I go about getting involved if I wanted to?
Always the best way is to go to PensacolaSports.org. And on our website, we have volunteer duties. We have a volunteer site. Obviously, we have to do volunteer background checks when you're dealing with kids, and we do have a kids run at the end, which actually is scored run after the 10K and 5K.
I might want to do that one. Can I do that one?
No. Sure. Why not? Yeah, you might win your age group.
That might be my speed. Actually, I take that back. They're probably a lot faster than
there
I am.
There are some fast little kids.
Never mind.
Absolutely.
Just kidding. Never mind. That sounds awesome. What about the post-race stuff? Because y'all always do something nice with that, too.
Absolutely. We love, you know, we set up on Bayview Park, and we do the full 10K and the 5K, and then we do the kids' one-mile run right around the, basically around Bayview Park, and then come back, and we'll have a full award ceremony with food and beverage and you know, give out medals and finisher medals and all age brackets, including the kids run. It's not just fun run.
Right.
We actually score the kids run, which
that's cool.
It's
though.
A little bit unique.
They're not just getting a participation medal. They're actually getting their scores. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and most runs, even the ones we've done in the past where we've had our kids, it's a fun run and it's not scored. This one's a little bit different and it is scored.
Okay. So, and then if I really seriously, all joking aside, wanted to participate, if I'm a runner and it's a 5K and 10K, how do I sign up?
Same way. You're always safe to go to PensacolaSports.org. They've got contact information. You can call our staff. They can answer questions. So that's PensacolaSports.org is kind of the magic word for all things. You know, that's the way the world works nowadays, right?
Sure.
Is on those websites and ability to ask questions and register, both to volunteer. You can kind of pick. You know, you can look. Of course, we have a fishing rodeo in June. If your fishing is your thing.
Which is one of the coolest things ever, by the way.
Absolutely. Also, another one of our events on Pensacola Beach. We have a firefighters event coming up. We have an open water swim coming up.
Ladies, you need to attend the firefighters event. He's talking about attending the Sunbelt Conference. Trust me, if you attend this event, you will come back.
And I do monitor the ladies who are running their cameras, who are like
it's
taking
pictures.
A great
one to volunteer for, y'all.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I've got
my staff full of young, beautiful girls. You know, I say, what are you doing? Oh, nothing, right? I'm like, why is that camera running? Oh, no reason.
You know.
Yeah.
So all kidding aside, when you see a website that says, for example, PensacolaSports.org, that is a signal to me that it's a nonprofit organization and that, of course, you are. So how do you pay for all this? I mean, you're not just doing one event a year. I mean, your calendar is full year round. So I do know that you get TDC funds. I know that we've talked about that a little bit. But can people donate? Can people help? Can people sponsor? Are there sponsorships available for some of the upcoming events?
Absolutely. In fact, we've just signed on for Double Bridge Run, Circle K.
Oh, excellent.
For the next 3 years.
Oh, excellent.
And so that was a huge plus for us. We do have sponsorships and for all of our events. But also participation, you pay to play, but anybody that's interested in being a part of us and Circle K, you know, saw what we were doing and made a difference and called and said, how can we talk or what can we talk to you all about? We'd like to be a part of a couple of your events. And we have many long time Lewis Bear Company and has been a long, long time partner of ours. And there are multiple business components and. You know, so we have that opportunity if somebody says, you know, what do you want to do? Well, I want tickets for my staff. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we can get tickets for my staff. I'm more of a traditional B2B or B2C. I need publicity within my event. Mm-hmm. The Double Bridge Run, we have an expo that has, you know, 30, 40 spots for people to come because we run 3,000, 4,000.
FanFest for the Sunbelt Conference.
FanFest for the Sunbelt Conference. So there's lots of opportunities to be a business partner with us, and we can custom build because we are a private, not for profit. We can build kind of whatever your needs are to suit what your budget is, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. So who should they contact there if they're interested?
Yeah, Katie Gardocki is our lead partnership.
Person. Manager, director.
Manager.
Okay.
She's the director of partnerships. And so, you know, Katie can come out and meet with you and say, what are you looking for? What can we do to help build a relationship like that? And we think we do a pretty good job at that because we understand the importance of that. Like I said, some people want tickets to basketball.
Yeah. It's been great having Ray Palma here. So much to talk about with Pensacola Sports Association. You'll have to come back. You can check it out at their website. All the events we've talked about at PensacolaSports.org. Thank you so much, Ray, for being here.
Thanks, Meg.